In Hong Kong today, a court handed 45 pro-democracy activists sentences of up to 10 years in jail for conspiracy to commit subversion. It's a landmark national security trial that has dampened the city's once feisty pro-democracy movement. Laura Westbrook was at the court in Hong Kong and sent this report.
Outside court, a lone yellow umbrella, a symbol of Hong Kong's once vibrant pro-democracy movement, could be seen in the cluster as hundreds of people gathered to witness the culmination of the city's largest national security trial. Inside, the judge took around 10 minutes to read out the sentences, going by number rather than name. The harshest sentence of 10 years went to former law professor Benny Tai. He was named as the principal organizer of an unofficial primary vote that took place in July of 2020 to pick candidates for planned elections. Prosecutors accused the activists of plotting to undermine the government by aiming to win a majority in the Legislative Council and use it to block budgets. The defendants included 28-year-old Joshua Wong, who a decade ago became the figurehead of Hong Kong's democracy movement. He was sentenced to 4 years and 6 months. Journalist turned lawmaker Claudia Mo was sentenced to 4 years and 2 months in jail. Her husband, Philip Bowring, was at court. He spoke to me after hearing his wife's fate.
The significance to the family is the fact that she's already been in jail for nearly 4 years. So, you know, in the sense that there is now an end date, I suppose you could say that is progress.
The Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Lin Jiang told reporters that no one can engage in illegal activities in the name of democracy. Beijing imposed the national security law in 2020 in the wake of massive anti-government protests a year earlier. Authorities say it's been necessary to restore order and stability in the city, and residents' freedoms are guaranteed. But with today's mass sentencing, many here see this as a clear sign from Beijing that dissent is no longer tolerated. For NPR News, I'm Laura Westbrook in Hong Kong.